Between 1999 and 2008, the amount Medicaid spends on antipsychotic drugs more than doubled. The program currently spends $3.8 billion annually on antipsychotics, more than it spends on any other class of drugs. A spokesperson for the Texas Health and Human Services Commission defended such drugging by claiming the prescriptions were to help infants with discomfort. Many of the antipsychotics used today are second- and third-generation antipsychotics with bizarre names such as Abilify, the nation's top-selling prescription drug, Risperdal, Seroquel, and Zyprexa. These drugs have replaced first-generation antipsychotics such as Haldol and Thorazine, though the side effects remain. As the ANH notes, keep in mind that common side effects for one common psychiatric medication include a shuffling walk, drooling, rapid weight gain, and the inability to speak. This list would give any adult pause. The fact that these drugs are being prescribed to infants is unconscionable, and the financial repercussions are equally damning. Due to the large number of people receiving antipsychotics who are on Medicaid, a full 70% of the total spent on these drugs in the U.S. is footed by the taxpayers. This is nothing less than crony capitalism in action, noted the ANH. Pharmaceutical companies donate heavily to political campaigns, and legislators pass laws that compensate them in spades for the amount donated. Those who pay the real price are the poor and powerless. The organization added that there is no corporate incentive for such essentials as nutrition, exercise, and love, as these pursuits cannot be patented. In addition to the mind-warping aspects of psychiatric drugs, recent studies show that memories can now be both created and erased through the use of drugs and the use of light to stimulate certain sections of the brain. Neuroscientists at the University of California, San Diego, found that by using light to activate neurons in the brains of rats, they were able to activate certain proteins that induced false memories. Research team leader Roberto Malino reported, "We can make a memory of something that the animal never experienced before." He added, "We were playing with memory like a yo-yo." If this can be done in rats, it can be done in humans. Some researchers believe it is entirely possible that the globalists even now are attempting to manipulate the minds of American citizens by funding research such as that in San Diego, as well as supporting legislation for mass mental analysis. The U.S. Preventative Services Task Force has urged routine screening for all American teenagers for depression, and politicians were ready to step up to the plate. Congress has periodically introduced legislation proposing widespread mental health screening. In 2007, legislation was introduced entitled the Postpartum Mood Disorders Prevention Act, which called for the mental screening of mothers for signs of depression. Such mandatory screening for depression may soon become state law in Illinois, and similar legislation has already been adopted, or at least introduced, in several other states.